Senhora Aparecida, Aparecida no Rio.
The Holy Sanctuary of Our Lady of Aparecida, the largest Marian shrine in the world, gathered a congregation of hundreds of thousands within its vast square beneath a bright sun this Sunday, the final day of Pope Benedict XVI's apostolic voyage to Brazil, and the culmination of his pastoral mission to the Latin American continent. On a raised altar crowned by the great white cross of the Aparecida Basilica, Pope Benedict XVI celebrated solemn mass, invoking the guidance of the patroness of the Brazilian peoples and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit on the 5th General Conference of the Episcopate from Latin America and the Caribbean. For this was why the pastor of Rome, St. Peter's successor, had come to be among them, just as popes before him had, to witness the closeness of the universal church to the churches in Latin America, which, he said, constitute the majority of the Catholic community. The voice of the congregation was one as they recited the Virgin's Prayer, echoing on the distant hills as with joy, with enthusiasm, the men, women, and children who had travelled over great distances welcomed the Pope among them. Preceded by the over 200 bishops and priests, delegates to the great ecclesial gathering, the Holy Father processed to the altar, and looking out on the sea of faithful, he asked for their prayers and spiritual union with the nation's pastors. He told them, "To the Holy Spirit and to us, this is the Church. We, the community of believers, the people of God, are with its pastors who are called to lead the way." The Holy Father described the liturgical celebration as a most solid foundation for the 5th conference, setting it on the firm basis of prayer and the Eucharist, Sacramentum Caritatis. Only the love of Christ poured out by the Holy Spirit, he said, can make this meeting an authentic ecclesial event, a moment of grace for this continent and for the whole world. Pope Benedict remarked on the providential significance of the time and place of Sunday's Holy Mass. His profound homily, given in Portuguese, Spanish, French, and English, was rooted in the Word of God, for which he said there must always be space, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, Christ may once again take flesh in the today of our history. Referring to the first reading taken from the Acts of the Apostles, which speaks of the Council of Jerusalem, the Pope dwelt on its relevance for the 5th Congress. He said it reminds us of the importance of community discernment with regard to the great problems and issues encountered by the Church along her way. He said the Church's leaders discuss and argue, but in a constant attitude of religious openness to Christ's word in the Holy Spirit. This, he concluded, is the method by which we operate in the Church, whether in small gatherings or in great ones. It is not only a question of procedure, it is a reflection of the Church's very nature. From the question of spiritual communion, the Holy Father then passed on to mission. Quoting today's Gospel of John, "If a man loves me, he will keep my word." Pope Benedict said, "The New Testament presents Christ as the missionary of the Father." The evangelist, he said, stresses that the passing on of this commission takes place in the Holy Spirit. Here Pope Benedict returned to his first encyclical, Deus Caritas Est. The Church, he said, considers herself the disciple and missionary of this love. This is the priceless treasure that is so abundant in Latin America. This is her most precious inheritance, faith in the God who is love. This is the faith that has made America the continent of hope, not a political ideology, not a social movement, not an economic system. Faith in the God who is love. Pope Benedict concluded, "If the beauty of the heavenly Jerusalem is the glory of God, his love, in other words, then it is in charity, and in charity alone, that we can approach it, and to a certain degree, dwell within it even now." Following the solemn celebration of Mass, Pope Benedict was joined by the voices of Latin America in praying the Regina Caeli prayer at the shrine of Our Lady of Aparecida. He also addressed the crowds in the languages of the continent and the adjoining Caribbean, including English. And filling the skies with their song to Our Lady, their patron saint, those pilgrims who had travelled by bus, on bicycle, on foot, to be there at the great Mass of Aparecida, raised their voices in prayer for the mission of the 5th General Conference and for the future of the Church in Latin America. From Brazil, I'm Ema McCarthy.
Aparecida, querida mãe.
Senhora,
Senhora.